Dreamscape Audio presents Winds of Salem by Melissa De La Cruz. Read for you by Katie Shore. Jealousy is always born with love, but does not always die with it. François, Duc de La Rochefoucauld, Maxims. Once upon a time in Northampton, in a rambling colonial house in a little elusive town by the sea on Long Island's northern and easternmost tip, a silver-haired witch named Joanna Beauchamp lived with her two daughters, Ingrid and Freya. Blonde and brainy, 30-something Ingrid was the local librarian, while barely out of her teens, Freya was the wildest bartender who had ever mixed drinks at the North Inn's bar. The women lived quiet, solitary lives, suppressing their natural talents in adherence to the restriction of magical powers. The law was handed down from the White Council after the Salem witch trials effectively ended the practice of magic in Midworld after Freya and Ingrid were hanged in 1692. Immortals, the girls returned to life, scarred by the experience and wary of the mortal world, and small-town life continued apace for centuries until the day Freya won the heart of the very handsome and very wealthy philanthropist Bran Gardner, whose family owned the Fairhaven estate on eponymous Gardner's Island. Helpless against the force of her desire, Freya celebrated her engagement by having a torrid affair with Bran's younger brother, Killian, he of the dark, smoldering good looks and devil-may-care attitude. Following Freya's lead of throwing caution to the wind, the witches soon unleashed their full powers.